my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey wonderful people, welcome to my channel. So now that I have covered introduction, let me begin directly discussion on intimate power couples. What is the fundamentals of matchmaking, but as dynamism and as applied to couples? There's more resources on my Google Drive. You can see the link in the description box. You can go through all the stuff there. Leave your comments, whatever you need me to extra give a insight on. So Ashwini Nakshatra and Mrigshira Bhuvan, I'm taking this as an example to study. It can be gender change. Don't worry about so much genders. These days we have all kinds of genders floating around. So Ashwini man, meaning moon in Ashwini in a man's chart, and Mrigshira woman, moon in Ashwini or Mrigshira in the woman's chart. That's the first. And how we are matching this, what I am calling or defining as power couples, is the Gana match as the criteria. You can see the little box over there. Devgana match, we had first doing Devgana series. So all 9 nakshatras, which are Devgana, first we will cover matching. In all the 5 principles that I have put in the introduction, that is 1 to 3, 1 to 4, 1 to 7, 1 to 10 and 1 to 11, like the small box you see below the intimate. Okay. So that's the core principle. What are the intimacy characteristics of each nakshatra? I have already covered. Think of these series as an extension of intimacy, because one of the things people are getting wrong about intimacy, lots of things actually, I'll cover them as we go along. So first, and it'll cover in the same format for ease of understanding. The core chemistry between 1-3 moon positioning in practice. The tone is of between Mrigshira and Ashwini, I'm saying. The tone here will be best friend's energy, quick rapport, lively banter, and curiosity leading to growth. Why it works? The man's Ashwini moon initiates, isn't it? Ashwini is a big initiator of things, energizes. Whereas the woman's Mrigshira, Gemini moon, explores, asks, refines, plays. The risk factor here being friendship vibe can eclipse romance if you don't consciously turn up sensuality. Both are friendly, like you can put in the friend zone and not really worry about sensuality. Then what's the point of intimacy, isn't it? We'll explore first the mind part. The mind is communication, pacing and thought style. In those terms, we shall explore Ashwini. What he desires, because we are taking man in Ashwini as the example. There's a logo there. So Ashwini being fast, the characteristics of Ashwini is, you know already by now, clean, fast decisions, simple and direct words. That's the style. We're talking about mental intimacy part. This will become a power couple provided you follow certain rules of conscious engagement. Nothing is unconscious. Out there, something in the stars is not going to determine how you act consciously, okay? It's that simple. Ashwini also needs a space to start. He's a starter of sorts. So even in intimate relationship, it'll play out. Projects, plans, trips, without overanalysis. Like directly stepping into something, not looking back. That's Ashwini. The partner who keeps up with bursts of enthusiasm and playful risk-taking. How she fulfills it, Mrigshira, Gemini style. Offer curated choices, A, B, C, and let him take the pick. It's an intimate bonding, isn't it? So you have to work with, not against. That's the whole funda. Mirror his speed with short loops. Try leading to learn, leading to adjust. Her natural curiosity thrives here because Mrigshira is very gently curious. Ironically, Ashwini sits in Aries, which is ruled by Mars, and Mrigshira is a nakshatra ruled by Mars. So there is some dynamism definitely there. There is some commonality there. Intellectual variety is what she would be good at, how she fulfills it. Permission to change angles without judgment. so important these days. Everybody is busy judging one another and telling another not to judge. A partner who notices details and enjoys little discoveries, how he fulfills it, set spark topics. For example, tonight, one book, one idea, one dream. Let's read one paragraph from a book, for example. He can fulfill it by that, and they can discuss it during their bedroom time. You know, just lie down in the bed and discuss, and time box them so that it stays snappy. It should become a lively, these are both very lively devganas. Celebrate her findings. Show me three tiny things that you love today. Channel his initiative into learning dates, kind of workshops, go on short courses. Let her pick the subjects and he books it. You see the dynamism playing at the mental level. That's what's needed to make this a power couple. Now let's see the hard part of it. Now what happens when we come to the emotional part of things? Things change, isn't it? Mind and heart are different ball games. For the Ashwini Moon, for him, now we are considering man, isn't it? Respect for his autonomy. You can't restrict Ashwini. It is a very powerful energy, especially in a male. He wants a love that does not cage him into some kind of a restrictive pattern. This is why breakups happen, folks. Emotional honesty with low drama, quick repair after friction. He's quick to recover, quick to anger, he's quick to everything because he's Ashwini. To feel like the protector guide at times. Ashwini is a great protector. So you might want to take advice of, give me protection in this emotional aspect. We're talking about emotional body here, so be very careful how you deal with this. Listen to more of the Nakshatras of Ashwini on this channel if you want to tune in. And how she fulfills it. She uses quick clears after tension. 2 minutes. Okay? What you felt, what I felt. One tweak each. Just short bursts. Rikshira woman, as Moon, if she's dealing with Ashwini Moon, needs to understand that this person is very quick. He does not understand long rants, okay? Don't take 15 minutes and give a cold shoulder. Tell him one thing and forget about it. He knows how to react it. He knows how to process it. Give hero roles intentionally. Can you lead this? For example, his protective, nurturing streak often softens here. Why? Because Ashwini is a Devgana. This is the thing, characteristic of Devganas, by the way. That's why I'm matching only Devganas to Devganas and remaining two to remaining two. You can't have unworthy pairs, something like oil and water, and expect things to work. That's where this is, whole thing is coming from. How she fulfills another aspect, affirm freedom and bond in one sentence. I love how you roam and that came and that you come home to us. So, she is affirming in a softer sense, isn't it? And Vrikshira is a soft nakshatra, so it's a very good combination. Vrikshira, Gemini Moon, her desires are, emotionally speaking, she wants some attuned listening. Emotions unpacked via words. Mrikshira is a hunter, always looks for knowledge in a gentle way. Flexibility, room to follow curiosity without being labeled as fickle, because Mrikshira is a hunter for knowledge. It's always looking, it's very curious, sitting in Gemini. We are talking about the Gemini part, by the way. Mrikshira splits into two, isn't it? No, we are taking that 1-3 rule. Gentle, playful reassurances when restless. This is a kind of a difficult play for Gemini Moon and Aries Ashwini Moon. Why? Because both are restless inherently. They can play on each other's restlessness, but it has to be a flow. That's the way I see it working. And this can become a really good couple. How he fulfills? Practice reflective one-liner. So you felt X when Y happened. Did I get that correct? Ask questions. Don't assume. Offer micro choices in emotional care. Hug, a talk, a walk. Become quiet. Let her pick. her choices. What do you need right now? Rarely we ask. The partner is so obsessed, self-obsessed. We don't ask what the other person needs. Create a small comfort ritual. He can fulfill this by making her some night tea, a 10-minute kind of a ritual. Let us sit down and have a cup of tea. Light a candle, perhaps. One of my favorites. And then have a chit-chat. That's the emotional part. Let's see the physical part. Very crucial. When it comes to physical part, we need to see how these two bodily react. Physical chemistry, cadence and turn-ons. Because you have to excite the other person. Or you have to welcome the other person. Or see them as they are. Remember, intimacy can be in every moment, in any dimension, isn't it? So Ashwini Moon desires spontaneity, obviously. That's the signature of Ashwini. Athletic play, a swift escalation when the heat of passion arises. Novelty bursts, new place, new position, new adventure. Try out new positions in the bed to lead the opening moves, responsive to the partner energy. But he has to be responsive. Ashwini is so hell-bent upon doing things very quickly. It just wants to fulfill the passion. It doesn't know how to be reactive or responsive. That's Ashwini's lesson. How she fulfills. Uses playful dares like let's have a 3-minute quickie kiss challenge or a blindfold taste test. Very high energy today. The green light micro spontaneity. For example, taking random car rides, doing it in the car, stairwell kisses, or going to a hotel just for a night. Okay. Take surprises. You are a very dynamic couple because both are Devganas. They are functioning Devganas always on a very high mental plane. Brikshira Moon on her side, she desires variety. Brikshira is always looking for variety. So she wants sensory variety. Mental foreplay, he can fulfill her like this. Talk variety to Mrikshira, Mr. Ashwini man. Talk, tease and light, role play, foreplay, etc. Unhurried exploration, attention to fine detail, hands, breath, temperature. See, now you're getting kinesthetic, now you're getting sensory. Playful atmosphere. Laughter is an aphrodisiac, something which is very neglected. People take things too seriously these days. How he fulfills. Build curiosity arcs. He can get curious with her because she is an exploratory nature. Daytime hints. Note with 3 clues. I will tell you at night. You know, give some questions and say, let's do this at night. Night is always a good time to bond, isn't it? Because the energy has gone down quiet for the day. It's like you're taking advantage of the Libra energy. Alternate tempos, quick passionate entries, then slow attentive mapping. Bring textures, because this is a kinesthetic exercise. Physical intimacy is all about all the 5 senses of your body. How you want to bring that, of course, is up to you. So texture is one very ignored thing which can be used. Silk, scarf, flavored oils. Medicated oils, not medicated necessarily, fragrant, aromatic oils, like the one they use in spa. Well, make the home a bedroom a spa kind of atmosphere and see how your intimacy improves at the kinesthetic level. There are levels of this, isn't it? Have music, soft music, listening. Okay, what you decorate your room as, what you bring to the thing in aroma, in music. You go on and on about this, isn't it? Now let's see the potential friction side of hop, where this partnership may have a little bit of tug of war kind of. Let's see. So what could be the friction points between Ashwini and Brikshira Moon combination? Well, this is 1-3 relationship. There is a friend zone business going on. Classical 1-3 risk. Lot of friend thing. You're more of my friend than of my intimate partner. Very dangerous in this combination. So lots of chatting and fewer kisses. That's the sign. What is the way to fix? Because both are so dynamic. Schedule 2 track dates. Track A, walk, talk and learn. Track B, no talk, sensual window. Make windows of opportunity for sensual engagement. Be it at mind, be it at body, be it at physical. Take your pick. Sense the other person's giveaway. You know, it's always there. Number 2, speed mismatch. Sign, he wants decisions now. She wants to explore. Brikshira is an explorer. Ashwini is an action guy. fixes. Rule of three, she provides three vetted choices he decides in 30 to 60 seconds, quickly, basically. Restlessness versus constancy. Sign, her curiosity spikes just as he wants to lock a plan. Ashwini is a goal-oriented guy, he just wants to move. But she wants to explore different things. Take this hint. What is the fix? Stable core novel edge. Keep a recurring ritual. Same night, same tea. A ritual has an added value for especially dynamic nakshatras like all the Devanas. They are all dynamic. A ritual will help it ground it, you know, change one variable weekly or every second day at least, because these two are too fast moving. Number four, over initiating versus over editing. Sign will be, he drives, she fine tunes endlessly. Keep on having selection criteria. For example, he says, let's go on a holiday. And she says, she starts listing. The curiosity of Mrikshira kicks in and she'll go on exploring different resorts or different places to go. And she'll keep exploring and keep exploring and keep exploring endlessly because she is an explorer. He's like, why don't you make a decision now? The fix is 80-20 pass. Once the plan is 80% good, execute. Don't overanalyze. He can give that energy to Mrikshira also. Isn't it? That's the way to fix this. In the next one, we shall explore the same dynamism, but between now Ashwini and Punarvasu in Cancer, because it's 1-4 relationship. If you have comment, or if you want to explore something more, leave it in the comment box. I'll see you in the next.